Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
On News Talk.
Now, what do you think makes somebody a cool person? What qualities do you think are required? Our reporter, Sarah Madden, has been out and about in the streets of Dublin today asking people, what does cool mean to them?
Ooh, I would say style, like effortless style, fashion would be the number one thing I would notice about someone. And being authentic, I think, as well. Yeah, not trying too hard.
Attitude and behaviour. Yeah, being relaxed, being nice and kind, things like that.
Being comfortable in your own skin. Just being happy with yourself and not really caring what other people think.
Being kind of energetic, open to having a chat. And then also style, fashion, yeah.
Okay, well, you're wearing your cap on backwards.
I know.
Did you do that to be cool?
No, I didn't. It was just to keep the hair on my eyes.
Okay.
Yeah, it was a bad hair day.
Well, I think you have to be young.
I don't know about that.
Well, yeah, certainly. I don't think anyone middle-aged now could claim coolness. So I would have thought young is a factor.
But do you not know of any cool people your age?
Well, after last Saturday or the weekend, I'd say Rod Stewart is cool. And he has a house around here, you know that.
Does he really?
He does, yeah, up at the old hotel there opposite the Aviva.
Okay, now Sandy Mount has just become a whole lot cooler.
Right, absolutely, yeah.
If you could describe someone like a celebrity that is the epitome of cool to you, who would it be?
Harry Styles, I guess, seems pretty cool, yeah. He seems very comfortable with himself and secure.
Pedro Pascal. He's sexy, he's very genuine, and he's got great style. Mm-hmm. You know, he seems really friendly. Seems like somebody, like, a lot of cool as you, like, that's somebody who I'd like to go for a pint with.
Yes.
You know, they would probably want to go for a pint with me.
Sabrina Carpenter.
You think she's cool?
Yeah, I love her hairstyle and stuff and all the way she dresses and stuff like that.
Alexa Chung, for me. She was, like, my number one style icon. She's still so cool. I think she defines, like, effortless. Mm. Yeah, she is cool, in a nutshell, to me.
Would you consider yourself cool?
Yeah, depends. Depends.
Do you think I look cool? I certainly don't feel cool.
Of course I would. Yes.
What makes you cool?
Just the type of person I am.
Just born that way.
Just that way, exactly.
Yes. Just born that way. Sarah Madden chatting to people out and about in the streets of Dublin a little earlier this morning. Brendan Kelly is a professor of psychiatry at Trinity College in Dublin. Brendan, you've been looking at this recent global study. What makes somebody truly cool?
Well, this study that has prompted the discussion, Andrea, was a survey of about 6,000 people in 12 countries, not including Ireland, might I add. And there was overwhelming agreement across the countries that cool people tend to be powerful, hedonistic, so they like pleasure, adventurous, independent, open, and extroverted. So they're the qualities, powerfulness, enjoying pleasure, being adventurous, being independent, open and extroverted. And it's so interesting, Andrea, to listen to those people that Sarah Madden was chatting to, who brought up a whole bunch of other things like style and authenticity and being open to having a chat, which is maybe an Irish version of coolness.
I'm surprised at powerful, that that's seen as a cool trait.
Powerful is seen as good in almost all respects. If you ask people about cool, if you ask people about good, if you ask people about important, power always comes up. There is respect for power in almost every survey about everything, which is so interesting. It seems to blow most other things out of the water. And a lot of what the other qualities here, like being independent and adventurous, often go with being powerful as well. So powerful is a really important one, yeah.
The new experiences, I suppose you can apply that to a lot of things. Not surprised to see somebody who's an extrovert maybe being a little bit cool or adventurous. But the idea of, you know, those kind of standout traits, people, I suppose, get pleasure too, Brendan, from different things, don't they?
Oh, they do, of course. And look, this survey also asked people what traits do they associate with people who are good as opposed to cool. And apparently being good, you know, people who are good are perceived as being more conforming, more traditional, more secure, warm and agreeable and conscientious and calm. So cool is not quite the same as good. Although I will object vociferously to the person who said middle-aged people can't be cool in the Vox Pop. That hit home with me in a very, very hurtful way. I mean, I might not be Sabrina Carpenter, but I do like to think I retain some coolness.
Yeah, like when I think of somebody who, you know, you might describe as being cool, whether it be from your own sort sort of family or friend group, and then you kind of look to, you know, international or celebrities, well-known names. I sort of think to somebody who's very independent, like, I actually would have thought being cool meant that you didn't conform to the norm, that you were wildly independent and, you know, just a little bit quirky.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. And that's part of the autonomous or independence of thought that is associated with coolness. In other words, like someone said, being, you know, relaxed in yourself, being calm, being quietly confident, not arrogant, not pushing yourself, but quietly confident. And a lot of the research in this area in Ireland would suggest we have a slightly different view of this, that we regard people with a dry sense of humor or a self-deprecating sense of humor to be cool, and also down to earth is something we value hugely in Ireland in terms of how we evaluate people, and that would be associated with coolness. Just being down to earth, being practical, and being authentic rather than always performing or trying to impress other people.
Yeah, you mentioned this global study looked at respondents from the US, Sydney, Chile to China, didn't include Ireland, and yet our definition from previous research of being cool is quite different.
Yes, it is quite different here in Ireland. We are quite, we've a lot of differences from these global trends. Although this study looked at people in really different countries like Australia, Chile, China, India, Mexico, and it found no differences in how we see cool, no differences in age. You know, people of different ages gave pretty much the same answers, and also men and women and gave pretty much the same answers as well. So there is some consistency, but even so, I think Ireland is a bit different. We don't like people who are arrogant. We don't like people who push themselves forward.
No.
But we do like people who are non-pretentious and yet manage to achieve and are powerful.
We seem to be the total opposite of this survey then.
Yeah, we're pretty much the total opposite in most surveys, if I'm honest. And I think I liked what the people said to Sarah there as well, that we like relaxed authenticity,
yeah.
People who are open to a chat and people who have a distinctive sense of style. I think they would be very big things here in Ireland.
What defines cool for you, Brendan? I mean, you meet all sorts in your line of work.
I do. Well, what really defines cool for me are people who can be, if you like, fairly cool, but stay cool. You know, so there's this motto, which is think cool, be cool, stay cool. And the third one, staying cool, a little bit of equanimity, a little bit of calmness in the face of uncertainty. That's what's really cool. Not necessarily a hairstyle or, a way a person dresses, but just this ability to have this authentic, relaxed approach to what happens, to be responsive but not reactive, and to just hold your own. So the advice is to think cool and be cool, but above all, stay cool.
Yeah, I think as well, it needs to be really genuine, doesn't it, and authentic, that it's, you know, their beliefs or whatever it is that they support, that it's not just based on being something that's popular or common at any given point in time. You know, something that they truly believe in, I think, is probably something I would look for if I'm going to describe someone as being cool.
Well, look, authenticity is something that is very, very obvious. We can detect immediately when someone is being inauthentic and when they are being authentic. And that is very cool indeed. Someone with the quiet confidence of their point of view, their position, their style and what they do. And we can sense when someone is having us on. And goodness knows, here in Ireland, we don't like people who are having airs, putting on notions,
BS.
Or being inauthentic.
Yeah, well, the ever cool and calm collect, Brendan Kelly, Professor of Psychiatry at Trinity College Dublin. Brendan, thanks a million as always for joining us here on Lunchtime Live today.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.